Can I be honest with you for a minute? I know you're listening to this podcast because you want to create consistent content for your business. But here's what I'm hearing from so many of you in my DMs, my emails, and the comments that we get on YouTube. Crystal, I start content projects, but I never finish them. Or I feel so overwhelmed by all the moving pieces. Or I publish when I find time, which is basically never. And then this one here really gets me. I spent hours perfecting a post and it got 3 likes. Does this sound familiar? Because here's the thing. You're not broken and you're not lazy. You just don't have a system if you find yourself saying some of these similar things. So this is why I created the Prep'em Method Guide. This is the exact 5-step framework I've used since 2018 to create over 1,500 podcast episodes and 600 YouTube videos consistently, without the chaos, without the overwhelm, and without spending 12 hours editing one piece of content. This isn't about working harder. It's about working smarter with a proven system that gets your content from idea to published and actually get seen by your audience. So this guide breaks down exactly how much time to spend on each step. And trust me, you're probably spending way too much time in the wrong places. So if you're tired of the content creation hamster wheel and ready to finally get consistent, go to crystalprofit.com/prep'em. That's PREPM, and download your free copy right now. Stop letting great content ideas die in your drafts folder. Your audience is waiting for what only you can share. So go to crystalprofit.com/prep'em and get your Prep'em Method Guide today. Okay, let's get back to today's episode. So after you've been podcasting for 500 plus episodes, it gets a little tricky. Like, what should I talk about next? Like, what's a topic that maybe we've covered in the past that needs to be revisited? And that's exactly what we're doing here today. We're talking about taglines for your podcast or your content, what that means. I'm going to give you some specific examples, and I have some fun, like real life, like podcaster stories to share from this community. So that's going to be really exciting. But if you're like, what the heck is a tagline? Do I need it? How can I create one that will actually work? Then this episode is for you. So let's get right to it. Welcome to the Profit Podcast, where we teach you how to start, launch, and market your content with confidence. I'm your host, Crystal Profit, and I'm so excited that you're here. Thanks for hanging out with me today, because if you've been trying to figure out the world of content creation, this is the show that will help be your time-saving shortcut. So let's get right to it, shall we? Welcome back to another episode. I am Crystal Profit. If we have not met, I am your content coach and podcast strategist and just all the things that has to do with making your content that much better and creating with confidence. And today we're talking about taglines, and I want to specifically like dive into why taglines matter and why this should be something that if you've put it off for a while, maybe you've been podcasting for a while, or maybe you're deep into your podcast plans and you haven't really thought about a tagline, that's what today's episode is. Like, it's me holding you accountable on the things that you can do with your content, but let's get into why it matters. Like, what is a tagline? Like, why does that even matter? Is it just a slogan? Is it just the subtext that you use in your podcast title? Like, what is it? And the way that I look at taglines, I like to think of it as the subtext of the content you're creating, but it's also that thing that you can say over and over and over and over again that when people hear it, they automatically think of you and your content. And maybe it encourages them, or it inspires them, or it motivates them to push them harder, or, you know, whatever, like your content, that role that it plays in their life. That's really the piece that a tagline can be the anchor point that when someone just hears, like if you hear the words, keep it up, some of you did it. I know some of you did, because I say, keep it up. We all have to start somewhere. That's the tagline that we say around here. It's our motto. It's our mission statement. Like we could go into so many nuances of what we really call this. But when I say the words, keep it up, so many of you just mouth like, we all have to start somewhere, because you hear it. If you've been around here for the 500 plus episodes that we've recorded, then it's just the thing that we say all the time. So it's important that you have something that is really brand identifying for you and your content and what you're creating. It's something that your audience can relate to and it's easy to remember. And then the other piece is just having it be like a mini mission statement. Like, keep it up. We all have to start somewhere is really just rooted in me being your coach. It's me helping you out. It's a little bit of that like beginner's mentality. If you're trying something new for the very first time, like you're just launching, keep it up. We all have to start somewhere. Or maybe you're monetizing and you're doing your first sponsor pitch and you're like, oh, I don't know what to do. I'm going to be in your corner, in your ear saying, keep it up. We all have to start somewhere. So the way that I've laid out my tagline is really to be a supportive statement that can help anyone, no matter where they are in their journey. And I think that it applies to any listener in my audience, whether it's a email subscriber, it's a podcast listener, it's someone on my YouTube channel, it's someone on Instagram. It's really applicable to my audience as a whole. So those are, again, kind of the nuanced pieces of why a tagline matters. But I say it all the time in every single piece of content that we sign off on, and that is intentional. That is purposeful. But I did something really fun a few weeks ago, and I sent an email all about taglines because this topic came up, and I realized, oh, we haven't talked about taglines since 2019. It's been a hot minute. It's been a hot minute since taglines were brought up, and I was shocked to see that we've only talked about taglines specifically once on the podcast. Whoa, like that was pretty shocking to me. And even on YouTube, we didn't have one specifically dedicated to taglines. I'm going to link to some related resources once we get to the end of today's episode about outros and intros and like how to say, like, what are you supposed to say at the end of an episode, all these things. But taglines are just a small piece of that. So what I did is I sent an email to our whole email list and, you know, thousands of people, and I had a few people respond, and I wanted to read some of their taglines because I thought they were fantastic. So thank you so much to the people that responded. If you are on our email list and you want to get a shout out for your tagline in the future, then like send me an email, crystal@crystalprofit.com. You can send it to me on Instagram. Like I love giving all shout outs. It's so much fun for me and I love featuring your content. So Kathy, we're going to come to you first. So Kathy has the Caregiver Cup podcast and her taglines, she has a few. This is what she said. Remember, you are not alone. How powerful is that? If you're listening to something, and I know her subject matter, it's all about caregivers and people that are taking care of others, whether it's a loved one, it's a spouse, it's a parent, it's a sibling, like loved one is such a general topic or a general identifier, I should say. And so they're in the trenches of really hard things, probably every day. And having Kathy say to them in an episode, remember, you're not alone. I mean, it's so touching. It's so uplifting to have that as a part of something that she says all the time as part of her tagline. Then she said another one is, remember, when you fill your cup first, you can show up as your best self. So again, this isn't like a big declarative statement of like, if you do this, you'll change the world, or, you know, you have to do this every single day. Like it is a piece of words, a piece of words, that doesn't even make sense. It is a piece of what maybe Kathy would use as like her larger branding for her content. And it's something that's a subtle reminder. One, you're not alone, right? The first one. The second one is you have to fill your cup first. to show up as your best self. So it's her way of showing support to her audience that she gets them, she understands them, she knows what they're going through. And it's just a way for you to elevate yourself, in Kathy's instance, right? As the go-to expert, as the go-to support system, as the person that can help them, that they're going to turn to. Because again, Kathy could just do, here's how to be a great caregiver, 5 steps to be your best self, and then that's it. It could be very cut and dry, black and white. But I think that her tagline and her way of relating to her audience is that bridge to get them from like, oh, I go to Kathy's podcast just for information, to Kathy understands me. She gets me. And she's that gentle reminder that I need, that I'm not alone. I'm not doing this by myself. And I need to take care of myself and fill my cup first so that I can be a better support system for those that I'm caregiving for. So again, I would kind of went like on a deep dive on Kathy's because I do. She's been in our community since, I want to say 2000. It's not 2000, 2020 or 2019. I always like, I get those dates mixed up, but it's been a minute. So Kathy is a longtime member of our community, and I just love the things that she's doing. But speaking of community members, we also have Remy. So Remy was recently on the podcast. If you have not listened to that episode, go check it out. But she has the podcast called Who Cares About My Story? And I want you to go check this out. And we're going to link to everybody's podcast that we're mentioning here today. But she says, and I really love this. It says, your story is relevant and worth telling. Again, so simple. Your story is relevant and worth telling. Now, what does this immediately tell me about Remy's audience? This tells me that there is a part of them that maybe the story that they're telling themselves is their story isn't relevant, or maybe they're struggling. They're like, well, my story isn't great. It's not this big, like Hollywood production story that's like going to be news and noteworthy. Like maybe it's kind of plain, or maybe it's like just okay. Like, no, she's reiterating your story is relevant and worth telling. So I feel like the tagline in this instance, again, is that boost of confidence that maybe someone needs when they're listening to her podcast. And it's that, hey, you matter. That's what she's saying. And that might sound weird if she just said every time, like, you matter. You matter. That might be something that could work for someone's content. But for Remy, she is saying, you matter. In a different way, your story is relevant and worth telling. And hearing that over and over again, I think would be very encouraging to her audience. And so I love this so much. And I think that it really, it empowers listeners and really just affirms that you're on the right track. So it's a great example of the mission of what she's trying to do, meeting the message that she's sharing. So thank you so much again, Remy, for sharing yours. And then I got a fantastic email from Mike and Mario. So this was really fun. I love it when I hear from folks that I haven't heard from on our email list. So their show is called Who You Got with Mike and Mario, and it's the dopest show in the galaxy. That is the tagline, and I love it. I love it so much. The dopest show in the galaxy. Like, it's not just the world. Like, it is the galaxy. So I love the boldness of this statement. I think it's super fun. And I think it's one of those that it doesn't have to be deep and reflective and like fully like, you know, oh, we're trying to make this point, or I'm trying to coach people, or I'm trying to do this. Like, it's going to be adaptive to everyone's title, audience, topic, like all those things, right? All of those nuances are at play. But the fact that they kept it, Mike, Mario, like, you know, congratulations. I think this is fantastic. The dopest show in the galaxy. I love it so much. And I'm thinking of like sparkles and like stars and all kinds of things, like the fun play on words that you could do with this. But again, I wanted to share some examples. Like, I shared mine, keep it up. We all have to start somewhere. I feel like mine, Kathy's, and Remy's are all more of that like coaching mentality or encouragement. And then Mike and Mario, they're just owning it. They're like, y'all, this is the dopest show in the galaxy. Period. The end. Fun. simple, creative. So I think this is one of those things. I don't want you to overthink this. If you don't currently have a tagline, I want you to just think about what's something that you can say. Or this is even better. What is something that you say to your listeners if you see them in person or you communicate with your customers or your community? I used to, and this is actually, I think I told this story in the original taglines episode, but I'll go into detail now because it's relevant. It's important. Whenever I came up with my tagline, I was like, okay, I hear all these other podcasts and they all kind of have their like sign off, like the thing that they say no matter what, every single episode, whether it's a YouTube video or it's a podcast episode, they say the same thing. And I thought, what is mine? What is my tagline? And then I thought, well, when I'm coaching people or encouraging people, like, keep it up, like, keep it up, keep it up. And this actually came from my husband and I. We were talking about how growing up, we heard the words good job, like good job, great job, you're doing great, like all of these things. And we wish that someone would have told us in those moments, instead of like good job, pat on the back, to keep it up. Because it's one thing to feel like good job, like it feels like kind of like an end, like it's the sign off, like, okay, keep it up, or, you know, not keep it up. Good job, like done, like that chapter's closed. But actually it's good job, that chapter's closed, but the other one is opening. Like, you're not done with your race. This is a marathon, not a sprint. So yes, you finished your 17th mile, but you still have so many more to go. So keep it up. Keep going. Keep, like, you're doing a great job, but keep going. And that's where keep it up came from. And then we all have to start somewhere really came from wanting to talk to beginners in the very beginning of my journey. And I wanted to have that connection of like, we all have to start somewhere. It's like, we all start at zero. I was hearing this a lot in the industry at the time of everyone starts with zero followers, zero email list, zero paying customers. Like, it was the mentality of zero, zero, zero. And I was like, I don't really like the term zero to include that in my tagline, but I do like the idea of starting. Like, we all have to start somewhere. And that really goes deeper into the psyche of like, where is your somewhere? Like, is your somewhere like drawing your like podcast episode, sketching it out on a whiteboard? Is it, you know, drafting something in a Google Doc? Is it talking about it to one of your friends and family? And like, that is so, it's such a nuanced thing that it could mean, it's a spectrum. And like, it could mean a million different things to a million different people, but it was also applicable to people when they were talking to me and telling me about their struggles and telling me about this. And they're like, I've done this, but I haven't done that. And it's not good enough. And this, and they were doubting themselves. And I'm like, hey, keep it up. Keep it up. We all have to start somewhere. I actually said it to people in person. And that's where I was like, oh, this is relevant to say on the podcast. So think back to times when you've had engagements with your audience directly, your customers, or the audience that you want to serve, and ask, what is the thing that you would tell them? So let's actually get into this real fast. So how to create a tagline. So here are a few exercises that I want you to go through if you've never created a tagline, or you want to update the one you have, you don't love it, or you're just like, it's been a second since we've done this, so let's just try it. Let's see what can happen. So the first exercise, I want you to finish the sentence. I want my listeners to remember blank. What do you want your listeners to remember about your podcast, about your YouTube channel, about the content that you're creating? What do you want them to remember? And I'm like, I'm leaving space here. I'm actually not, because it's like, it's a bad idea to like just have a bunch of silence on here. But if you need to pause, like pause this and actually do a journaling exercise, or open your voice memos app on your phone and then say, what do I want my listeners to remember? What do I want my audience to take away from every single episode, regardless of the topic, right? Regardless of the topic, because you're going to say this every single time, whether it's solo, whether it's an interview, whether it's a promotional episode, or whether it's just like straight informational, like you're going to say this every single time. So what do you want your listeners to remember? And then the next one is, Borrow from your brand promise. Do you have a brand promise? If you've never done this exercise before, then I encourage you to go to ChatGPT and have it help you. But how do you want to help people? Or what do you want to help people do? And for us, then one of our other taglines is creating with confidence. I want you to create with confidence, because it's one thing just to show up here and tell you how to create something, right? But it's a whole level deeper when we talk about creating with confidence, or having fun while you're creating, or not burning out. Like, all of these things live under the umbrella of creating with confidence. So what do you help people do? What is the thing that you help people do? And again, if you need to ask ChatGPT, you can have a prompt that says, I'm trying to develop my tagline for my podcast and I want to use my brand promise, but I don't really have a brand promise. Help me come up with that. Help me come up with both. Like, you can go back and forth on the prompting with it. But the last exercise that I want you to think about is anchoring everything into a feeling. What is that feeling? What do you want people to have? Do you want people to feel safe? That's how I felt when I read Kathy's Remember, You're Not Alone. Remember, when you fill your cup first, you can show up as your best self. Like, that feels safe, and that feels very empowering. It feels very uplifting and motivational for someone that may be in a headspace that's, it's a little challenging. Maybe they had a rough day. So I love that so much. What about Remy's? Like, anchoring it into a feeling. Your story is relevant and worth telling. That feels like validating. That's the feeling that I have when I read Remy's. That's a validating feeling. It's like, oh yeah, like, I'm worthy. I'm enough. Those are the words that come to mind when I read Remy's. And then for Mike and Mario's, the dopest show in the galaxy. Y'all, that's just fun. Like, that is so fun. So what is that feeling that you want someone to have when they listen to your show and consume your content? Because I think that, again, I'm going to link to some of the related content that's, you know, that we've done previously about intros and outros. You could go listen to some of that that I think will be really helpful for you to think about the nuances of, okay, how do you want someone to feel? How do you wrap things up? This is actually a great segue, because people will, when they ask me about outros, they're like, I don't know how to finish my episodes. Like, I don't know what to say at the end. If this is you, you need a tagline. You need a tagline. I don't question what I'm supposed to say at the very end of every single episode. I just know, okay, I'm going to wrap it up to this point, and then I'm going to say, keep it up. We all have to start somewhere. So if you've been trying to figure out a way to easily end all of your episodes, all of your content, you need a tagline. And you need to figure out, what is that thing that you're going to leave people with? Like, what are they going to hear the last thing before they turn their phone off, or before it goes to the next episode, or before they, you know, YouTube refreshes and puts another piece of content in front of them? Like, what is that thing? What is that very last little nugget of wisdom that you're going to leave them with? Because that will be the thing that sticks with them as they go forth into the rest of their day and whatever it is that they're doing in their everyday life. So all of that to say is, that's how you really create a tagline. And you can always change it later. Like, this is, again, I say this all the time, that there are no rules in podcasting. There's not. If someone tells you that there are, run the other way, because there are guidelines for what you can do. But I'm a firm believer that there are no rules in podcasting. There are just ways for you to show up well, create with confidence, get it done, and keep moving forward without burning out and overthinking every single little decision. So I am going to link to some resources, and I'm actually going to call out what their names are, because I think that this is going to encourage you to go check them out. I want you to go check these out. So, best podcast intro and outro examples, use these for interviews. So specifically for interviews, this is one of my top viewed YouTube videos of all time. So it's popular for a reason. It's really, really helpful. The next one is how to create a podcast outro. This is a podcast format specifically. Then podcast outro examples, use these three for your show. So if you're like, Crystal, just tell me exactly what options I can go to that one. There's three specific options that I'm giving you. So go check out that one. How do I create my podcast outro? If you're at the very beginning stages and you have no idea what to do, where to get started,
That's a great one for you. And then my oldie but goodie, the one that I created in 2019, podcast tagline, how to create yours. That is going to be just the older version of what this episode was today. So if you want to go check that out, we're going to link to all of that. But I want to close today with talking about why taglines are so powerful. They're simple. They're so simple. I bet you can think of so many brands, so many podcasts, YouTube channels, like all these different people that you follow, brands that you follow, companies, organizations that you know their tagline and you don't even have to say it. You can just hear something about that brand. And like when I see the Nike swoosh, I just think, just do it. Just do it. I don't even have to read the word. I can just see the swoosh. I don't have to see anything else. I'm like, oh yeah, just do it. Dang it. Like it's that, okay. It's that encouragement that I need, like kick in the butt. Like I need to go back and work out, or I need to, you know, go and do something for my health and fitness. But I think that looking around at other brands and how they have influenced you on a regular basis, like just take a pause today. Maybe as soon as you're done listening or watching this, like just think about how impactful taglines and brands are on your everyday life and realize you can have that same impact on your audience. You can. Like it's not just reserved for the million dollar brands. You can have that same impact on your audience. You just have to start with a simple tagline and a clear message that really conveys who you are. Like, why should they keep showing up? I hope that when people listen to my content, they're like, Crystal's going to be motivating. At least at the end of the day, I know that she's going to tell me to keep it up. We all have to start somewhere. And maybe that's all you need for me. And that's okay. I am happy to provide that to you every single week and give you that little piece of encouragement. But the other piece is go check out your intro and outro. Like, is that something that we need to have a conversation about? If you're watching on YouTube, let me know if you have questions about your intro, your outro, or your tagline. This is something that so many of us kind of set and forget at the very beginning of creating our podcast, but maybe it's been a quarter of the year already and you're like, do I still love this? Maybe it's been 2 years and you're questioning, do I still love this? Do I need to change this up? Do I need to say things differently? I changed my outro a little bit ago. Actually, when Apple Podcasts switched from subscribe to follow and some of the other apps, like it's not just the subscribe button that you hit everywhere. Sometimes it's follow, sometimes it's subscribe, sometimes it's learn more. Like you have to adapt your language based on what your audience is going to do. Otherwise, you're going to sound outdated and out of touch with things. So I now say, you know, follow or subscribe wherever you're listening and watching today, because we have a podcast, but we also have YouTube. So it's really relevant just to keep it up and revisit this from time to time. So revisit your intro, revisit your outro. Do you still love it? Do you not? Let us know in the comments and we can have more conversations about those, both of those topics. But the other thing is I encourage you to share your tagline in Podcasters Connect. We'll put a really fun post for today's episode specifically in Podcasters Connect so you can share your taglines. If you have not joined us, you can join our free community as a free member or a premium member if you want access to monthly coaching, you want me to audit your content and look at what you're doing, then go to crystalprofit.com/join to access the plan that works best for you. But the last thing that I'll say is if you're looking to refine your message and think about what else can be done in for your podcast this year, like what can I do to step up my game in 2025? If you have not solidified a really good tagline or one that you're happy with for now, I encourage you to start there. It's a simple, small exercise that you can do that can make a very big impact on your audience later that, I mean, they'll quote you in places. I've actually had people tell me, they're like, well, I quoted you or I mentioned you. I gave you a shout out in my podcast the other day because I love that you always tell us, keep it up. We all have to start somewhere. And it's so special. And those moments wouldn't happen had I not started saying the same thing over and over and over again. You'll get sick of saying it. And that's kind of the point. You should get sick of saying it, but your audience won't get sick of hearing it. And that's how you know you've landed on a really impactful message. But That is all I have for you today. So make sure you hit that follow or subscribe button wherever you are listening and watching today. Send us your tagline. Like, send it to me on Instagram. I'm Crystal Prophet TX on Instagram. Reply to one of my emails. I would love to hear from you because it's so fun giving all shout outs. And speaking of, I want to give another shout out to Kathy, Remy, Mike, and Mario. Thank you all so much for submitting your taglines. If you want to be featured in an upcoming episode, please reach out to me. I would love to chat about ways that we can feature your content. And we do special promos inside Podcasters Connect to get you promoted on the podcast anyway. So another reason to join us there. But that's all I have for you today. So as always, remember, keep it up. We all have to start somewhere.
Hey, Prophet Podcast listeners. Thanks for sticking around a little bit after the episode to hear this special message, because I want to hear from you. We are starting a new segment called Fan Mail Shoutouts, and I want to hear from you, and I want to hear your questions. What do you want to know? What questions have you been dying to ask me? So here's how to make this happen. Go to the app where you're listening to this podcast right now. Go there. I'll wait a second. Okay. Now, once you're there, you're going to see a hyperlink at the top of the episode description that says, send Crystal a text message. And that's all I want you to do. Send me a text. It could be casual, informal. It could be totally anonymous. Or if you want, you can include your name and the name of your podcast or content wherever you are creating, and I will give you a special shout out in an upcoming episode. So again, go to the show notes for where you're listening to this episode right now, and it will say, send Crystal a text message. And I cannot wait to hear from you and give you a shout out in an upcoming segment of Fan Mail Shoutouts.